This is BI Radio.
Hello, I'm John Blackmore, producer of BI Radio. I'm joined here today by Leah McMillan, who's the Director of Business Intelligence Product Marketing with the Cognos segment of Information Management Software, which is part of IBM. Leah, your job as Director of BI Product Marketing means meeting with and listening to customers. We all read the headlines, but what insights are people giving you about the challenges in this economy that we might not find on the front page?
What we're hearing from people is some of the obvious stuff. You know, this is a time where we really have to cut costs. We have to manage risk. We have to focus on profitability. But I think one of the more interesting things that we're hearing is this is probably the most critical time for people to find new business models, new, you know, almost uncharted territory for how to find new business opportunities. And that's really allowing people not just to survive these tough economic times, but really to thrive in them as well. And I think that's a critical thing to look at. And, you know, we believe certainly that BI and performance management software is ideal for helping people really understand what's happening in their business and to find these new opportunities.
So really moving out of the reacting to the situation and trying to get ahead of that game, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, certainly you have to manage the fundamentals. You know, one thing I'm reminded of, let me just read from something here from Peter Drucker, who's obviously the father of modern management, who wrote Managing in Turbulent Times. And he said, in turbulent times, an enterprise has to be managed both to withstand sudden blows and to avail itself of sudden unexpected opportunities. This means that in turbulent times, the fundamentals have to be managed and managed well. So I don't think anyone's questioning, you know, you have to manage your business well. You've got to look for process inefficiencies. You've got to look for ways to cut costs and really keep the business humming. But we also know that customers who in this environment can find a competitive advantage will stay competitively advantaged for years to come. So people need to find, you know, go beyond, again, like I said, go beyond surviving to thriving in this environment.
Can you give me an example of that idea of modeling?
Sure. Well, let's take an example of a customer. One customer that pops to mind is someone named Eneco Energy. They're a company out of the Netherlands, and they were faced with a tough time a few years ago where they faced deregulation in their energy industry. And they were really sort of, you know, potentially faced a catastrophic situation where they might have lost all their customers in this tough environment. And so what they really did is they prepared themselves. They invested in BI and performance management. They got hold of data of all of their customers and across the industry and competition and really figured out the key customers that they needed to focus on, the ones that would bring them the highest profitability. So they kind of did some modeling in their environment and said, you know, which are the customers that if I focused on, I could maximize my return. And pretty soon they ran dedicated marketing campaigns to these particular customers and were able to maintain them and keep them on board. And that really helped them. You know, they increased their market share by 1%. They saved 13.5 million euros through these kinds of efforts. So they kind of braced themselves for tough times by, you know, looking at the information and figuring out what to do.
Now, if I'm an organization or a company today, can I get that up and running, you know, within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely. I mean, we always recommend that people start incrementally. You know, they start looking at sort of a key area of the business that, you know, needs help in terms of understanding information and making better decisions. And typically people start with one or two departments and then expand from there. Probably the most popular departments, if I can put it that way, would be sales, marketing, and operations. And these are exactly the departments where people are focused on customer profitability or product profitability, you know, where they're trying to identify the most profitable customers, the most profitable products to invest further in. And studies have shown that investing in areas that, you know, are going to maximize your profitability just end up being better for you than, you know, simply looking at cutting costs, for example, across the board.
One of the groups of audiences that you tend to meet a lot with are the IT professionals. What are they telling you about this particular instance of challenging economic times?
We're learning a lot from our IT partners and our customers. You know, we certainly deal a lot with the business as well. But one thing we're finding is that IT more than ever is needing to connect with the business. The business side is really starting to drive more and more interest in BI and performance management. They're driving a lot of the purchases of BI and performance management. And some of the things that the BI is driving is, you know, now that they're more interested here, they're starting to, you know, question the information, and they're going back to IT and saying, where did this number come from? You know, where'd you get this data? I want more of this kind of thing. I need another report. And so there's a few things happening in IT right now which are kind of interesting. IT is certainly they're getting more requests to provide this kind of capability, but they're also getting asked to do things like go back and look at the quality of the data, you know, make sure that it's, you know, coming from the right sources, then it's, you know, it's been scrubbed and cleansed and ready for use by the business. So it's actually reinvigorating some of the data initiatives that we were familiar with years ago within IT. The other thing we're really seeing a trend, as I mentioned, is IT connecting with the business, IT sitting down at the same table with business and understanding what it is they're trying to accomplish. And IT is the enabler of, you know, higher and optimized business performance.
So do you see that really IT is being more invited to the table as a stronger partner in this current time, as opposed to being, I mean, some, you know, some people would say that we're going to cut all our IT projects at this current time. But.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. Certainly IT, just like any department, is being forced to look at how to cut costs and everything else. But BI and performance management, you know, we're in a bit of a lucky industry in that, you know, now more than ever in these tough economic times, no one needs BI and performance management more than they do right now. And so the business is certainly inviting IT to the table. You know, it's been a bit of a shift in buying behavior. IT used to drive a lot of the BI sales, used to do that centrally and trying to push it out to the business. Now what we're seeing is the business is demanding it. The business is driving a lot of the demand for BI, and they're pulling IT in to say, you know, make this work for me.
Now, Cognos Software is a segment inside of IBM, and IBM is talking a lot about the drive to a smart planet. Does your message, you know, around business intelligence, managing performance in a better way, connect with this smart planet?
Absolutely. I mean, very simply put, to get to this concept of a smarter planet, people and businesses and organizations need to make smarter decisions. Smarter decisions are really fueled by, you know, getting the right information to the right people at the right time, which is what BI and performance management is all about.
We've been talking a lot about, you know, challenging economy around private sector, but how does performance management or business intelligence work in the public sector?
You know, certainly as critical in the public sector as it is in the private sector, obviously their drivers are a little bit different. You know, in the public sector, we don't have them looking for new ways to make revenue, but we certainly look and see them finding new ways to drive greater efficiencies in the way that they do the business of government. And so, you know, and they're under a lot of scrutiny. You know, government needs to show where they're spending their money, how they're spending their money, and they need to spend it very effectively. They're really using it not only to understand the business and what's happening and where money's been spent, but also to plan and budget and forecast for activities in those regions as well.
That's great. Leah, I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks very much, John.
Okay, thank you very much. So Leah McMillan, who's the Director of Business Intelligence, Product Marketing with the Cognos segment of Information Management. And I'm John Blackmore, producer of BI Radio.
Got perspective? Cognos Performance Perspectives is the Cognos e-newsletter for business intelligence, enterprise planning, and performance management. It's your source for exclusive interviews, insights, and opinion on industry trends. It's a perspective unique to Cognos, one we think you'll enjoy. Get the newsletter and get a new perspective. Subscribe now at cognos.com/newsletter.
Performance management you can listen to. This is BI Radio.